Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 979, Yajna Bhuk. Yajna means sacrifice. Bhuk gives the sense of the enjoyer or the protector. The commentators, Shankaracharya, Parashara Bhatta, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and others, they all give the straightforward meaning that he, Vishnu, is the enjoyer of sacrifice. But it can also mean the protector, the one who eats or consumes. We remember in this regard famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, Patrang Pushpang Palang Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Tadahang Bhaktu Paritam Ashnami Prayata Manaha Ashnami. I eat. Krishna says, if you offer me with love, fruit, flower, leaf, or water, I will accept it. So it's not a matter of just giving something. Here, take it. It's not like in a canteen. If it's offered with love and devotion, Krishna will be very pleased to accept it. And this is the point of bhakti that Krishna is introducing in Bhagavad Gita, that we can, or we should, if we're not on the level of pure love for him, we should offer sacrifices, and in this way we get involved in the Vedic process. But the real thing is to offer him with love. He is the enjoyer of what is offered in the sacrifice. He doesn't need elaborate sacrifices. Yes, he does, or we need to do it if we're not on the level of offering to him with love. We need to do it, and he will accept it if it's done properly. But if we offer with love, he will accept it, even if it's just a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water. Even if it's not offered properly according to all the proper rules, if it's offered with love, he will accept it. In this regard, Tondarai Dipodi Alva in Turumalai tells his worshipable and much loved Lord that he tells him, I haven't properly performed my swakarmas as given in Shastra. I haven't done all the duties I'm supposed to do on the platform of karma. Nor have I done jnana yoga, nor even bhakti yoga. Nor have I spent any time singing the name of the Lord. I haven't even offered a simple flower as did Gajendra. Even the little service like the squirrel did for Lord Rama, or the monkeys carrying rocks. But he says, the only thing I know is to cry out to you for help. And Krishna, being so merciful, accepts this as sufficient. That is enough. Big yajnas, or even simple things, we may not be able to do. But if we call out from our heart with love, he accepts. Very good. This is what I want. Srila Prabhupada said we should chant Hare Krishna in the mood of a child, helpless child, calling for the mother. Now, of course, when a devotee, such an exalted devotee, says, I haven't done any of these things, we should know it's out of humility that he says, I have no devotion. It's a characteristic of the devotees, who are actually devotees, that they think they don't have any devotion. So there's an example of why Bhagavan Vishnu, is called the Lord of all Yajnas, Yajnapati. He's the Lord of all Yajnas. That means he is the enjoyer of it also. He's not someone who's simply administrating and someone else is the enjoyer. No, he's the lord of the yagya means he must be yagya book. Yagyapati must be yagya book. He takes the offering of a flower by Gajendra, a few specks of sand pushed in the ocean by the squirrel, service offered by monkeys. Here's Lord Rama. He's used to having so many divisions of highly trained soldiers in his army, and now he's got some monkeys. He's very happy to accept their service. But even that, even if we can't offer leaf, flower, fruit, water, if we simply cry from our heart, he's ready to accept it. We see again and again that Krishna is very pleased to accept that which is offered with simple devotion from the heart. Even if they're even not leaf, flower, fruit or water, it could be something even more base. We know that Sudama, he just had some rough, raw, hard chipped rice, which he wanted. Well, he didn't want to offer to Krishna, but he didn't have anything else. And it said that he kept it under his arm. He had a little, sometimes you see people, they have a little cloth tied around their shoulder and they keep something under their arm like that. So the sweat, as he was walking on his way, the sweat from under his arm came there. And he didn't want to give it to Krishna, but Krishna wanted to take it from him. Draupadi, she was distraught because she had to serve Durvasa with all his disciples, and her Akshaya Patra, the cooking pot, she could serve any number of people until she ate. But then after she ate, Durvasa came with all his disciples and said, "Hey, we're coming to eat with you today." Draupadi was distraught. What can she do? Krishna came. "Is there anything left over in the pot?" "No, it's all finished. Have a look. See if little something's burnt rice is stuck. Give that to me." That's enough to satisfy Krishna because his devotee is given. In the house of Vidur, refusing the luscious, opulent meal of Duryodhana, Krishna went to the house of Vidur and his wife was there, so ecstatic to receive him. She was peeling the bananas to give Krishna. That's all they had, all she had in the house. But she was giving the banana skin, but she gave it in such ecstasy that Krishna accepted it. So it's Krishna accepts the love with which it is offered. We have coming up at the end very soon, after all these names of yagya, we have the name Anna coming up. Krishna is food. And Anada, he is, it's a very sweet name. We'll get to that. So Krishna, he doesn't see discrepancies when things are offered with love. He brings yagyas to completion. He helps to bring them to completion. But the fact that by his mercy, the discrepancies are covered in performing yagya or performing any act or in Vedic culture or anything which is meant for him doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it properly. There are rules and regulations. We know from Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells us about different kinds of yagyas, or not different kinds of yagyas, but the different attitudes with which they are performed. Krishna says, "Apala kangshibir yagyo vidhi dishto ya idyate yashtavyam eveti mana samadhaya sasatvikaha." Krishna says that sacrifices performed according to the direction of Scripture, done as a matter of duty by those who desire no reward, is of the nature of goodness. That is sattvic. Again, this is not on the platform of love. But if we're not on the platform of love, we have to follow the rules. Krishna goes on to say, again in Bhagavad Gita, Abhisandaya tu palam dambhartam apichaiva yat ijyate bharata shreshta tam yagyang vidhi rajasam. But the sacrifice performed for some material benefit or for the sake of pride, O chief of the Bharatas, you should know to be in the mode of passion. So in the third chapter of Gita, Krishna says, you perform these yajnas, that will be for your benefit. Now he says in the 17th chapter that doing so is not on the best level. It's on the level of the mode of passion. And then again, Krishna goes on to say, vidhihinam ashrishtanam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virehitam yajnam tamasam parichakshate. Any sacrifice performed without regard for the directions of Scripture, without distribution of prasadam, spiritual food, without chanting of Vedic hymns and remunerations to the priests, and without faith, is considered to be in the mode of ignorance. So we shouldn't think, well, he will cover the faults, so we don't have to bother to do it properly. He covers the faults. He doesn't see the fault if we do it with devotion. But if we think, oh, then I don't have to do it properly, then that's not devotion. That's why we have to start off following the rules and regulations. Do it properly. It's not an excuse not to do it properly. Even if we're on the highest platform, in worshipping deity, we should see the Lord is fed, he's clothed, he's bathed, everything as nicely as possible. The examples of the deity worship of Vamsidas Babaji, that is very rare. That is not to be followed. We worship the Sankirtan Yajna Purush, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Sankirtan, Kirtan. If we think, well, anyway, I'm a devotee, so anyway, I'm a devotee, so Krishna knows. But if we're a devotee, we have to do what he wants us to do. We have to do Sankirtan, not just once a week or every few months or once a year or so in a Kirtan Mela. But we should do daily Sankirtan Yajna, at least once, if not twice. Best is to do all the time. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Sankirtan, where is that? Sankirtan Prabhatak Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sankirtan Jagye Tare Bhaje Shaitanya. The inaugurator of the Sankirtan Yajna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the person who worships him through kirtan, sankirtan, is glorious, is blessed, is fortunate. So we have to do it. It's not just, oh, well, anyway, he'll cover up, even if I don't do it. No, we have to do it, and if there are discrepancies, he'll cover up. But we actually have to do something to please him. Bhakti is not just a matter of lying around and thinking, okay, I'm a devotee. All right, finished. Protection of the sacrifice, making sure it's complete, that he helps the devotee with. Successful completion of yajna, it's not going to be easy. Shreyansi bahuvignani. Any auspicious thing we try to do, especially in this Kali Yuga, there'll be so many obstacles. Anytime anything can happen. It's not only in Kali Yuga. In previous ages, the rishis would be peacefully performing their yajnas in the forest. They've gone away from the hubbub of the town so they can be peacefully in the forest and do their religious and spiritual activities. And then Rakshasas come and attack. In Krishna consciousness also, it seems that going back to Godhead seems a long way away. To get free from material desires seems a long way off. We could fall down at any time. So we really have to pray to Krishna to help us. We have to go on with the process and pray to Krishna to help us. He's the protector. Our whole life is meant as a sacrifice. So Yajna book, one of the meanings is he's the protector. So our whole life, we're supposed to offer our whole life as an offering into the fire. We may think, well, I'm offering ghee and grains and so many valuable things, but Krishna wants us to offer our whole life. If we try sincerely, Krishna will help. Book distribution is also Sankirtan Yajna, glorifying the Supreme Lord by giving knowledge of him in these books. And there are so many obstacles. It's not easy. It's not just that you show a little video, someone took a book, but to get to that situation of them taking a book, it's not easy. To bring the yajna to completion, that's up to Krishna. Sometimes we're showing someone a book, and they're very favorable. They say, yeah, he's saying he's going to take this for sure. And then they say, yeah. They say, no, I won't take it. Devotees go out in vans packed up with books. It's very bold. How do you know they're going to take it? How will anyone take these books? But they go out with the confidence Krishna will bring this Sankirtan Yajna to completion. Otherwise, how are you going to go out with a bunch of books? No one wants to buy them. If you just stand or you just put a display of books and just leave them and just stand there, and how many people are going to come? Unless you, of course, some people may come and show some interest, but then you have to preach to them. It's not that the books go out automatically. Every book distributor knows if you think I am doing, the mercy stops. The books stops. They don't go out. If we become an instrument in Krishna's desire for this Sankirtan Yajna, the books start to go out. But that they may not also. It's up to him. Even if we're praying, it's up to him. But if we think that I am doing, then it's not pleasing to Krishna. He accepts our devotion. If we don't have devotion, or if we're trying to do it, but suddenly we become proud, Krishna leaves. He left even the gopis when they became proud. Of course, that's not mundane, but it's to teach us. Protecting yajnas, Rama, yes. I've said this before. There's overlapping in these names about yajna. He protected the yajna of Vishvamitra. Anyone who tried to get in his way, they might have been able to do it for a little time, but eventually he finished them off. So in all yajnas, Vishnu is the means, the end, the one who is worshipped, the one who is the object of worship, and also it's he who ensures the successful completion of the yajna by protecting it from obstacles or helping us to get over the obstacles. Another protector of the yajna in the history of Varada Raja, how he appeared at Kanchipuram when Brahma was performing yajna there. His consort Saraswati was causing so many hurdles, trying to stop the yajna. She wasn't very happy, and Bhagavan appeared as Varada Raj, and in surrounding areas also in various forms, he appeared to protect the yajna. So, there we have his protection. Everything that is offered in a yajna is meant for him. He is the enjoyer. We can enjoy. We are also meant for enjoyment. But we should know we are the sub-enjoyers. He enjoys, and we can enjoy his remnants. Yajna shishta shena santo muchante sarva kilbishai bunjate te twagang pa pa ye pachantyatma karanat. Yajna shishta means the remnants of food. Ashinaha means the eaters. So he is the consumer of the yajna. And devotees take the prasad. And in this way, after the Lord has enjoyed what's offered in yajna, devotees take the remnants, and in this way they get relief from all kinds of sins. But bhunjate, we have yajna bhuk. Yajna bhuk means he's the enjoyer. But if we try to enjoy without offering to him, we prepare food, then we become very grievous sinners. If we prepare food for our own enjoyment. So it's very important to understand this name, because our whole tendency in material existence is to want to enjoy separately from Krishna. We become sinful by doing so, but we should always remember he is the yajna bhuk. Everything we do is meant for his pleasure. We can enjoy, but we are the sub-enjoyers. We offer to Krishna with love, we take prasadam. Also, he is the yajna bhuk means things are offered to various demigods, but ultimately it's meant for him alone. I was saying that Yajnapati, the Lord of the Sacrifice, means he must be yajna bhuk, and exactly those words come up in Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 1, Yajnapati, yajna bhuk. He is addressed by those words. Again and again we have in the Bhagavatam this concept. In the 9th canto, he is, Chapter 17, Text 4, he is called yajna bhuk. In Canto 9, Chapter 5, Text 5, Maharaj Ambarish said to Sudarshan, not directly to Krishna, Tvam dharmas, tvam ritam, satyam, tvam yajna kila yajna bhuk, tvam lokapala sarvatma, tvam teja paurushamparam. He addressed this to Sudarshan Chakra as a representative of the Supreme Lord. That you are dharma, religion, you are truth, you are encouraging statements, you are sacrifice, akila yajna bhuk, everything in the yajna you are meant to enjoy. You are the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice. You are the maintainer of the whole universe. You are the supreme transcendental prowess in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he also uses the word yajna bhuk. In Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text 8, Nahang tatadme yajamana havir vitanesh cho tad grita plutam adan huta bhun mukhena yad brahmanasya mukhatas charato nughasam tushtasya mai avahitaya nijakama pakai. Here the word yajna bhuk becomes altered within the course of the Sanskrit verse. Becomes huta bhun. Huta means that which is offered. Bhun means the enjoyer. So we find Lord Vishnu saying that I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrifices in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouths of the brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. So Krishna is the enjoyer of what's offered in the sacrifice, but he likes even better that which is offered to the brahmana. He likes that they will enjoy. We'll see this idea again in the upcoming name, Anada. Then this point of Yajna book. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 42 of the Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that yajna should be performed for Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has 1,000 popular transcendental names, out of which one name is yajna. So here, Srila Prabhupada is referring to this Vishnu Sahasranam. Continuing, it is clearly said that everything should be done for the satisfaction of yajna, or Vishnu. All other actions a person may take are only causes for his bondage. Everyone has to perform yajna according to the Vedic hymns. As stated in the Upanishads, fire, the altar, the auspicious full moon, the period of 4 months called Chaturmasya, the sacrificial animal, and the beverage called soma are necessary requisites, as are the specific hymns mentioned in the Vedas and composed of 4 letters. One hymn is as follows: Ashravayeti chatur aksharam astu sroshad iti chatur aksharam yajayeti dvabhyam ye yajamaha. These mantras, chanted according to the Shruti and Smriti literatures, are only to please Lord Vishnu. For the deliverance of those who are materially conditioned and attached to material enjoyment, performing yajna and following the rules and regulations of the 4 divisions of society and of spiritual life are recommended. Then this is, of course, Varnashram. It is said in the Vishnu Purana that by offering sacrifice to Vishnu, one can gradually be liberated. The whole target of life, therefore, is to please Lord Vishnu. That is yajna. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness has dedicated his life for the satisfaction of Krishna, the origin of all Vishnu forms. And by offering worship and prasad daily, he becomes the best performer of yajna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that in this age of Kali, the only successful performance of yajna or sacrifice is yajnai sankirtana prayahi. The best type of sacrifice is simply to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This yajna is offered before the form of Lord Chaitanya, as other yajnas are offered before the form of Lord Vishnu. These recommendations are found in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Moreover, this yajna performance confirms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu himself. As Lord Vishnu appeared at the Daksha Yajna long, long ago, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this age to accept our Sankirtan Yajna. So there are many, many statements about yajna in Srila Prabhupada's books, and this, I just selected this one, that in this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya is very happy to accept our Sankirtan Yajna, just as he was happy to appear for Daksha in Daksha's Yajna. Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 34. It has been decided by expert learned scholars that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in whom all that is moving or non-moving within this universe is resting and from whom everything is coming, is the best person to whom everything must be given. Yeah, he's the supreme enjoyer. Everything should be given to him. He's the best person. We give gifts. We like to think others will be happy to enjoy that. But we should know that the best person to give everything to is Krishna. Here's a very sweet verse. And Prabhupada, the way he translates it, is also very sweet. This is from 10th canto, chapter 13, text 11, Srila Prabhupada, the last things he was translating, lying on his bed in Vrindavan, just about to rejoin the pastimes of Krishna. Of course, in one sense, he never left them. But Srila Prabhupada is relishing Krishna and passing that on to us in his translation. The verse goes as follows. Bibrad venam jatara patayo shringa vetre chakakshe vame pano mashrinak kavalang tat palanyangulishu tishtan madhye sva parisuhrido hasayan narmabhi swai swarge loke mishati bubhuje yagya bhuk balakelihi. So you heard there yagya bhuk. Just at near the end of this verse, yagya bhuk. In the verse, it becomes yagya bhuk. So Srila Prabhupada translates it with his own blissful commentary there also within the translation. Krishna is yagya bhuk. That is, he eats only offerings of yagya. But to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on his right side, and with his horn, bugle, and cow driving stick on his left, holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice, with pieces of suitable fruit between his fingers, he sat like the wall of a lotus flower looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them, and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yagya, was now eating with his friends in the forest. From the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the inhabitants of the higher planets were astonished at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only when yagya is offered, was now eating like an ordinary child with his friends in the forest. So we can imagine in the heavenly planets, the demigods, they all look up to Vishnu, Om Tat Vishnu, Paramang Padang Sada Pashanti Suryaho. They look up to him with great awe and reverence. They know him as the mighty, beneficial Lord who protects them, who yagyas are offered to, who eats food that is offered in sacrifice, and now they see him as a little boy eating food with his little boy friends, joking with his friends, very different to the yagyapati who they know. So this yagya bhuk, we know this, he is yagya bhuk. But his Vrindavan pastimes are such that the glory, the grandeur of being Yagyapati, Yagyabhuk, is minimized so that he can enjoy his pastimes. So hearing about the grandeur of the Lord as we do in Vishnu Sahasranam is a prelude for those who are fortunate enough to enter the Vrindavan pastimes, which we can do by hearing about them. In that way, we can also enter about how Krishna is him. As Vishnu, he's transcendent to this world. As Krishna in Vrindavan, he's transcendent even to Vaikuntha. In Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 31, Lord Brahma says something very similar, praying to Krishna. Aho tidanya vrajagoramanya stanyam ritam pitamativa te muda yasang vibho vatsara atmajatmana yat tripteye dhyapi na chalang advaraha. Advaraha means the Vedic sacrifices. So Brahma says to Krishna, O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and ladies of Vrindavan, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, taking the form of their calves and children. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. So Krishna is Yajna book. He's the enjoyer of the sacrifices. He likes when nice foods are offered to him in sacrifice, but he personally arranges such a pastime that Brahma steals his calves and his cowherd friends so that he can get the opportunity to personally suck from the breasts of the women of Vrindavan, their breast milk, and as he takes the form of the calves, so he can take the milk from the udders of the cows. This is what Krishna likes. He's very satisfied with food offered in sacrifice, but he likes the breast milk of the elderly gopis, means the mother's age. He likes the milk from the cows of Vrindavan. He becomes calves to accept that. He likes the smelly, gritty, hard, practically inedible chipped rice offered by Sudama. This is Krishna. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitam